Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, behind every film or TV series, there's an army of dedicated individuals working tirelessly to bring the production to life. And while many of their roles may go unnoticed, one position that has gained significant recognition in recent years is that of the intimacy coordinator. Well, I'm joined by Roisin O'Donovan now, an actress and a qualified intimacy coordinator, to shed some light on this role. And just a note that maybe if you have little ears near the radio, this mightn't be suitable for them. Roisin, hello to you.
Hi, Claire. How are you?
Lovely
to have me on.
Not at all. Lovely to have you with us. So what is it that you do in your role as an intimacy coordinator?
Well, the basic idea is really about bringing open communication, consent and choreography to scenes of intimacy within the film world. So previously, there really was no structure around intimate scenes. A lot of the times, directors would just say, just go for it. So in the last couple of years, there have been kind of a wave of intimacy coordinators trained to create kind of a more open, collaborative, clear space around those scenes.
And how did you get involved? Because as you say, it is a recently created role. So what prompted you to say, yep, that's the one for me?
I come from an acting background, as you mentioned. So I've been working professionally as an actor. I still work as an actor. So I've been in the industry for 15 years. And I found that I had done those scenes where they were done well. I had done some scenes that weren't done quite so well. So I had the opportunity, I met someone who was kind of bringing the first wave of intimacy coordination in the UK. And I just really recognized the value of the work. So I went and I trained with them in London, took me 2 years to be accredited. And it really came from a place of experience and realizing that actually the stories can be told so much better if we really communicate, collaborate and consider the story and the vision when we're actually doing these scenes.
So you are working on behalf of the actor, is that right, on the set? That is your main focus?
Yeah, 100%. So I'll always be connected very closely with actors when we're working on these scenes. Well, I'll also, kind of the process is I'll flag scenes that we might want to kind of consider, and then I'll talk to the director about what specifically they want. Then I'll speak to the actors and find out what's going to really work for them in terms of the consent that they're happy to offer for the role. Also, if there are any kind of things that might be particularly challenging for them to perform, then we might need to kind of tweak and adjust based on what the actors are happy to offer. And then I'll also be there. So the conversation happens like way in advance. So I'll be having, even some productions might have me on way in pre-production. So I'm having those conversations really, really early. Then it also means that I can tie in with maybe the DOP, what kind of camera angles we're going to be looking at. Also the costume team to find out what kind of different garments we can put on the body so it looks like there's nudity where there might not necessarily actually be nudity. And then I'll be present for the actors on the day. I'll check in with them before we do the scene. And then I'll also be with them present for this on set, making sure that it's a closed set and making sure the choreography is comfortable for them, and to just kind of check in so that we can make sure that they're, and the thing is, we want to make sure that also that there's still room for play, for real storytelling in those moments as well. So it's not like we're ruling with an iron fist. There's a lot of kind of fluidity with it as well.
Yeah, but there's a lot of pressure on you, Roisin, I would imagine, in those situations as well, because as you say, you'll have the director and other people on the set who are very much focused on the product at the end of this, and they want to make it look as realistic as possible. But your job is to pull back a little bit. If you get a sense that the actor is not comfortable with this scene, you're the person who has to step in and say, we just need to pause this. Is that how it works?
Yeah, well, it is. But it's also like as I kind of mentioned, there's a huge amount of training. Usually you've been in the industry for a long, long time before you're even at that point. So there is kind of like a level of kind of being able to kind of navigate those power dynamics. But at the same time, the conversations will ideally have happened far enough in advance, so everybody kind of knows the lay of the land by the time that you are there. Obviously, every now and then you might have a situation where I usually say that my spidey senses are tingling. So basically it's like you just get a little sense that something isn't quite right. So you might check in with the actor and just be like, hey, I just get a feeling that maybe, do you need to take a little break, or do you want to kind of, maybe we only do one more take or something like that. So you try and navigate that. And that's kind of, it's really about kind of navigating those relationships and trying to, it's like conflict resolution, really, sometimes.
Right. And of course, you know, what we have to remember as well, those of us who aren't used to being on these sets, that filming an intimate scene, I mean, that can go on for hours, right? So this can be a long process, exhausting, really, for all of the people involved.
Absolutely. And it, like, that's the thing. It's like, it's very important to have a very clear process in place. Choreography is a key thing, obviously, because the actors need to be able to do the same thing over and over again. Like, sex scenes, there's nothing sexy about sex scenes, because we make them look good. It's all camera angles, it's all wardrobe, it's all how dropped in the actors are into those characters. But actually, on the day, you know, you might be shooting kind of one angle and kind of like just needing to get something really specific. But it can be a lot for actors to perform. That's why it's important for somebody to kind of be there to make sure that those structures are in place, and also to kind of like check in if something is particularly challenging for an actor to perform.
Roisin, it's a pleasure to talk to you, and thank you for joining us today. Roisin O'Donovan, their intimacy coordinator. Very quick break to take before we go to the newsroom.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.